You know that feeling, right? You're building your business, wearing all the hats, CEO, sales lead, customer service guru, and then bam, you're suddenly supposed to be this digital marketing whiz too.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like you're just constantly fighting with the tech, you know?
Definitely. It's a lot.
Well, you are absolutely not alone there. Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're going to cut through that noise. We're diving deep into some really powerful digital marketing solutions, specifically for busy entrepreneurs like you. We've pulled together some fantastic insights from resources by Mike Snow Digital, LLC, and our mission really is simple. Give you that shortcut.
Getting you informed quickly.
Exactly. Move you past that feeling of like fighting with your lack of digital technology skill and get you equipped with the right way to use social media, local SEO, and digital technology tools to grow your business online. We're looking for that system for success.
And that feeling of being overwhelmed, it's so
Yeah.
common for entrepreneurs. I mean, you really have got your work cut out for you. You're juggling, finding leads, making the sales, actually fulfilling the orders, keeping customers happy. It's a huge amount. And wanting to get those skills to grow online, like Mike Snow points out, that's a core challenge. It's only natural to feel that pressure.
Absolutely. So our goal here in this deep dive is to find those solutions that let you easily manage the most important parts of your business by providing you with a system for success.
Right.
And to kick things off, let's talk about a huge one: marketing automation. Think of it as like cloning your most efficient self for all those repetitive tasks.
That's a really good way to put it. It's a force multiplier, truly. Marketing automation, it doesn't just save time. It gives you back the headspace, the capacity to think strategically.
Right.
It lets you scale your reach to hundreds, maybe thousands of potential customers without hiring tons of new people. The benefits are pretty clear.
Yeah.
Huge efficiency gains, reaching a bigger audience, better personalization with tailored content, and this is key, data-driven insights.
Later. Yeah.
These systems track everything, open rates, conversions, giving you the hard numbers you need to keep tweaking your approach.
Okay, so practically speaking, what does this look like? On a Monday morning, for someone juggling everything, where does automation actually step in?
Good question.
Let's start with, say, email marketing automation. This isn't just blasting emails, right?
Not at all, no.
It's about sending personalized messages to lots of people with like minimal manual effort. You can segment your audience based on interests or where they are in their journey and deliver really relevant stuff exactly when they need it. Like, think about an automated welcome sequence for new signups or maybe a follow-up after someone buys something.
Perfect examples.
Then you've got text message automation. We all know texts get open, right? The rates are huge.
Insanely high, yeah.
So using automation here means consistent engagement, and it's a really powerful tool to boost conversions. The key, though, as the sources emphasize, is always having a clear call to action, a CTA. Something super clear like reply yes for more info or click here to book now. Make it easy for them.
Remove the friction.
Exactly. And then, of course, for building your brand online, social media automation, this feels essential.
It really is.
Make sure you're posting consistently at the best times, keeping your brand visible without you having to be, glued to your phone 24/7.
Right.
You can manage different platforms from one place. Huge time saver. And then use the analytics to actually adjust your strategy based on what works. It keeps your presence going even when you're busy elsewhere.
It sounds incredibly freeing, doesn't it? These tools genuinely handle those repetitive, admin-heavy tasks.
Yeah.
It frees up your time and, frankly, your mental energy for the creative stuff, for strategy and innovation. That's where the real growth happens. But, and this is important, it's not truly set and forget.
Good point.
You still need that human oversight, making sure the automated messages still sound like your brand and reflect what your customers need right now.
That makes perfect sense. Automation kind of sets the stage. But what takes performance to the next level? Well, that's our next pillar, something that's just rapidly transforming the world of marketing: artificial intelligence, AI.
Ah, yes.
It's helping brands, as the source says, understand their audiences more deeply, automate repetitive tasks, and deliver personalized experiences on a large scale. Sounds futuristic, but it's here now, isn't it? And it's a big deal for entrepreneurs.
Absolutely, it's very much here. AI marketing essentially combines AI with those data-driven strategies to, well, automate and improve the marketing process in ways we really couldn't have imagined even a decade ago.
Wow.
These AI tools have this amazing ability to analyze consumer behavior, predict trends, and personalize content all in real time. It's not just faster, it's smarter. much more precise.
Okay, so how does AI go beyond what like basic automation does? What's the tangible difference for my business?
Great question.
Well, first, it delivers enhanced personalization on a whole new level. AI isn't just sending personalized stuff. It's almost anticipating what your customer needs next.
Predicting needs, yeah.
Sometimes before they even know it themselves.
Yeah.
It shifts marketing from being reactive to being proactively helpful, which really deepens loyalty. Think super personalized recommendations based on behavior, purchase history.
That's powerful.
Then you get improved campaign performance. Think of AI ad optimization like having this super smart media buyer.
Okay.
Who instantly processes millions of data points. They know not just which platform is best, but exactly when your target customer is most likely to respond, and even which specific image or headline will work best.
Wow, that granular.
Yes. And it adjusts in milliseconds to maximize your ad spend. That means a higher ROI, plain and simple.
Makes sense.
AI also totally changes the game for efficient lead generation and scoring. It finds potential leads and scores them based on how likely they are to convert.
Helping you prioritize.
Exactly. And just like automation, AI brings significant time and cost savings by smartly handling and optimizing those repetitive tasks.
So a common question might be, you know, for the small business owner, is AI just for the big guys, the tech giants?
Yeah. Is it accessible?
And the answer is definitely no. There are more and more accessible AI tools popping up designed specifically to help entrepreneurs leverage these benefits. The trick is maybe start small. Try an AI-powered content idea generator or an ad optimization tool, and then scale up as you see the results. It really empowers your human creativity by removing some of the guesswork.
That's encouraging. And speaking of powerful, accessible tools, let's shift gears slightly to something our sources call one of the most powerful digital tools anyone in business can have.
Okay.
The digital business card. Now, this isn't just a cool way to share contact info. It's like a mini marketing hub right there in your pocket.
It's fascinating how it tackles those core entrepreneur pain points we talked about earlier.
How so?
Well, it means you always have the right materials on hand, you never let a lead fall through the cracks, and maybe most importantly for someone bootstrapping, you see proof that your strategies work. It's designed to be part of that system for success when you're juggling so much.
Okay, let's break that down. How does it help? First, it lets you build professional marketing collateral.
Mm-hmm.
You make a great first impression with these like mobile landing pages that highlight your brand. You can show off your products and services with stunning photos and embedded videos, share resources. It's like a dynamic brochure that's always up to date.
Very versatile.
Then it's really geared towards helping you grow your network and your sales. These digital cards make it super easy to add contacts, update records, and schedule follow-ups.
Closing the loop?
Exactly. Ensuring those valuable leads actually get nurtured. Our sources mention the touchless and paperless sharing for face-to-face meetings. No more digging for paper cards.
So much smoother.
And you can even socialize with other entrepreneurs through these platforms, sharing resources, best practices, expanding your circle.
Nice community aspect.
And my favorite part. It lets you track and measure your efforts. Because, let's face it, successful entrepreneurs don't need magic to achieve results. They use data.
Data is king.
A digital card lets you track your marketing so you always know how your message is performing. You get real-time notifications when someone views your card. Think how powerful that is for a quick follow-up.
Oh, definitely. Timely.
And you can optimize your results with stats and analytics. This is how you learn what really clicks with your audience.
And this approach is so versatile. We saw examples across tons of industries. Travel agencies, car clubs, auto sales.
Right.
Storage facilities, food trucks, photographers, real estate agents. I mean, anyone who meets clients or prospects face-to-face or even virtually can benefit.
And it seems pretty accessible, too, financially. The sources mention options like a digital business card, basic, for around $17 a month, plus a setup fee, which even includes live Zoom training.
That's quite affordable.
Yeah. And for more features, there's a marketing option, about $57 a month plus setup. That one integrates a digital marketing automated CRM, gives you a more extensive card, coaching, more advanced stuff.
So options for different needs and budgets.
Exactly. Okay, let's move to another really foundational piece for digital success, crucial funnels and websites design.
Ah, yes. The user journey.
Right. This is about more than just having a website. It's about engaging visitors, guiding them through a journey, and ultimately achieving desired outcomes. Getting that conversion, making that sale.
A well-designed funnel and website, they really act as your digital storefront and the roadmap for your customers. It fundamentally improves the user experience. By guiding visitors seamlessly, reducing confusion, that directly leads to higher conversion rates because a well-structured funnel directs users step-by-step so fewer people drop off along the way.
Makes sense.
It also significantly boosts brand credibility. A professional, cohesive design just instills trust, making people more comfortable taking that next step. For the data lovers, it offers data-driven optimization. You get insights into each stage of the customer journey so you can see where people might be getting stuck.
Find the friction points.
Precisely. It helps with effective lead nurturing, too, letting you segment leads and give them the right content at the right stage. And crucially, it leads to a reduced bounce rate, keeps people engaged and looking around.
So it's clear these elements of the funnel and the website design, they aren't just cosmetic. They're truly essential assets for any business looking to build trust, engage visitors, and drive conversions. It's about building those meaningful, long-term relationships.
Absolutely.
And speaking of engaging locally in relationships, there's another piece we mentioned briefly at the start, local SEO. For businesses with a physical presence or service area, this seems crucial, but maybe gets overlooked.
That's a fantastic point to bring back in. Yes, local SEO is vital for so many businesses.
So what is it exactly? And why does, say, that local food truck or storage facility need it?
Okay, so local SEO search engine optimization. It's basically about making sure your business pops up right at the top when people in your area search for what you offer.
Like coffee near me.
Exactly. It's your digital signpost in your physical neighborhood. The key is optimizing things like your Google My Business profile, making sure your info is spot on, getting local reviews, ensuring your name, address, phone number are consistent everywhere online.
Okay.
It's about being the first result someone sees when they search for plumber in your town or best pizza nearby. And this is so powerful because these searches often have super high intent. People are looking to buy now or visit very soon.
Right. They're ready to act.
For that food truck, it's literally the difference between being found by hungry people nearby or being invisible.
Wow. So it directly translates online visibility into actual foot traffic, immediate sales for those local businesses. It fits perfectly with everything else.
It really does tie it all together. And if we sort of zoom out now and look at everything we've discussed,
right,
all these powerful tools, the automation, the AI, your digital card, the website funnel, the local SEO, they really all converge and connect within one central system, the CRM, customer relationship management.
With the central nervous system.
Exactly. An automated CRM is absolutely key for getting enhanced customer insights. It gives you that full 360-degree view so you can personalize interactions, even anticipate needs. Plus, it streamlines sales and service processes. Things like lead tracking, automated follow-up reminders, assigning tasks. It makes sure nothing slips through the cracks.
And this feels like the ultimate payoff for the entrepreneur, right? That automated CRM enables true data-driven decision-making.
That's the goal.
It spits out valuable analytics on customer trends, team performance, conversion rates, all the stuff that lets you constantly refine your strategies. This is really how you learn what's working and what's not.
And then replicate it.
And then, crucially, replicate it over and over again to scale your success. It's the engine, isn't it? It brings all these pieces together into a system that actually works for your business, not the other way around.
Perfectly put.
So we've really covered a lot of ground today, haven't we? We went from feeling kind of digitally overwhelmed to deep diving into the actual tools and strategies that can help you confidently grow your business online. We hit on AI personalization, marketing automation's power, the real impact of a digital business card, why a strategic website and funnel are foundational, and that critical role of local SEO.
A full toolkit.
Yeah, they're not just separate tactics. They really form this cohesive system for success, designed to free you up, give you that leverage you need.
Absolutely. And maybe the key takeaway is that digital marketing, it's a continuous journey. You know, you have to continuously monitor and refine your automated marketing processes, keep them effective, keep them aligned with your goals.
Always be learning.
Always. And remember, beneath all the tech, always, always prioritize delivering value to your audience to foster long-lasting relationships. That's the core of sustainable success.
A perfect final thought, and maybe something for you to chew on this week. If data truly is the new currency, and automation is the engine driving things forward, what's just one area of your business that you could empower with a little more digital insight? What could that unlock in terms of efficiency or connection with your customers? Definitely something to think about. Until next time, keep diving deep.